Continuous improvement. The operations improvement strategy provides the basis for funding operations changes aimed at specific goals such as greater resiliency or more innovation. This improved performance changes the nature of operations' role within its organization. The operations improvement strategy will likely have a strategy for major improvements or re-engineering that requires capital investment, project management, and so on, as well as a strategy for continuous improvement. Both types need to be aligned with organizational strategy. However, the focus here is on continuous improvement. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines continuous improvement, CI, as the act of making incremental regular improvements and upgrades to a process or product in the search for excellence. As the definition states, continuous improvement can apply to products or to processes. When it is applied to process improvement, it can be called continuous process improvement, CPI, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as 1. A never-ending effort to expose and eliminate root causes of problems. 2. Small step improvement as opposed to big step improvement. The Japanese term kaizen means continuous improvement, and it refers to focused improvements that can be conducted as part of ongoing operations and can show results quickly, such as within a week or two. Probably the greatest advantage of continuous improvement is that it becomes part of an organization's infrastructure. The explicit and implicit policies and practices that support an organization's business strategy. Operations begins to look at its processes as always improvable. How does it align this philosophy to its performance objectives and to the realities of limited resources? First, it determines where the organization currently is at by setting baseline measures so the amount of improvement from a change will be measurable. Baseline measures are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A set of measurements or metrics that seeks to establish the current or starting level of performance of a process, function, product, firm, or other entity. Baseline measures are usually established before implementing improvement activities and programs. Here we discuss the objectives of continuous improvement and how continuous improvement needs to align with and support strategy. Then we go over continuous product and process improvement methods and conclude with a discussion of continuous improvement organizational maturity levels. Continuous improvement objectives. General objectives of any type of continuous improvement are to make the product or the process more effective, do the right things, and or efficient, do the things right. These objectives can be expressed as improving quality and productivity and eliminating waste. The end results, therefore, can include better quality and thus higher customer satisfaction, and perhaps greater market share, reducing cost and thus increasing profits, removing waste in the form of unneeded product features, services, or process steps, thus getting more done with existing resources and avoiding the need for additional capital investments. Rather than just being nice to do, continuous improvement is necessary for competitive survival because competitors will also be improving their products and features, processes, and services. Production and inventory control professionals who add to the bottom line in terms of more customers or better profit margins will be seen as indispensable contributors to value. Continuous improvement and strategy. Even though continuous improvement is small-scale change, the changes from multiple rounds can result in significant changes to operations. Therefore, it is important for continuous improvements to be aligned with the organization's strategy and tactics. Management at the strategic, tactical, and operational levels emphasizes the importance of setting goals and measuring results. In addition to ensuring that activities remain focused on the organization's goals, regular measurement is the key to knowing where to focus continuous improvements, which becomes the continuous improvement strategy. The overall goal should be to improve competitive performance by identifying ineffective tactics and suboptimal performance. Tactics can then be revised and performance can be improved. Continuous improvement is aimed at producing incremental improvements, for example, changing materials to reduce defects or giving a worker authority to order supplies directly. This approach has the benefits of usually requiring less capital investment and less risk than breakthrough improvements or re-engineering. The objectives can be specific and more easily understood by employees. Since the effects of the changes are more limited, the changes can be monitored and reversed quickly if necessary. Continuous improvement responds to the results of the performance measurement process, which compares actual to target performance at regular intervals. Measurement can identify processes that are out of control or not within the accepted range of outcomes. Processes that are under control are more cost-effective and produce fewer customer service and quality issues. They can also improve employee morale since quality processes are less stressful and provide a greater sense of accomplishment. Continuous improvement is not guaranteed to occur, however. Organizations that want to use continuous improvement in the areas discussed in this course typically make this part of the expectations for planning and inventory management roles. These roles may need to fight to get funding and time to work on continuous improvement on a regular basis. Unlike major improvement projects that have dedicated staff and budgets, the urgency of daily operations could get in the way of these improvements. Managers may also need funds to implement identified improvements. Continuous product improvement. Continuous improvement applied to products involves a cyclical process of determining market requirements, designing the product and the production process, manufacturing, selling, and then looping back to market requirements as customers react to the product, for example, by expressing satisfaction or dissatisfaction. Feedback also includes how well the product is selling relative to the competition. Analysis of how features and quality are impacting the organization's and competitors' market shares can provide updated information on a product's market qualifiers and market winners. Market requirements can include price, features to add or remove, services to offer or change, and requirements for quality. Incremental product improvements typically require planning and control at a higher level than that provided by manufacturing planning and control, because the stakeholders in product changes are numerous and changes could impact multiple areas. Production and inventory control professionals may be vital contributors to these changes. Manufacturing contributes production expertise on improvements to products and manufacturing equipment designs to ensure that production is efficient and effective. This could include changes that would allow reductions in setup times or the number of setups, the number of parts or waste, scrap, or other variability. It could also allow easier component integration or ways to reduce inventory levels, such as by delaying product differentiation in some way. Other stakeholders will also provide expertise on issues related to product design. Customers or their sales and marketing representatives could indicate how product changes might affect customer requirements and expectations. Designers and engineers in research and development may weigh in on the feasibility of a change, such as whether existing production equipment can be altered or how a change might impact quality. Logistics and supply chain management professionals might evaluate whether a product change could maintain or reduce lead times, distribution costs, and so on. Continuous process improvement. Continuous process improvement is a team effort, but in many cases, these improvements can be focused on just small parts of a production or inventory control process. Reducing setup times or the number of setups for one work center is an example of the small step, incremental improvements that production and inventory control professionals can directly plan and implement on their own. The continuous process improvement steps an organization might use can be described in a number of ways. The process can be based on steps that you will find in the Lean philosophy and approaches to quality management, such as Walter Schuhart's Plan, Do, Check, Action, PDCA cycle, or the Six Sigma DMAIC model. Here are some common steps for delivering continuous process improvement. Determine the process to be improved. This can be based on observation or on the results of tools such as Pareto or root cause analysis. It could be an economic priority identified, for example, by throughput accounting, as in the theory of constraints, or it could be a process under one's own control. Observation can involve managers walking the value stream regularly. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines value stream as the processes of creating, producing, and delivering a good or service to the market. The walk is an opportunity for a manager to learn about the conditions in the value stream, to communicate with workers and learn about their perspectives and ideas, and to identify places where performance or conditions could change to improve customer service, quality, or efficiency. Gather and compile data on the as-is state. This may include a flowchart of the process, determining the inputs, outputs, routings, and boundaries of the process, understanding the actual state of the process, such as by creating control charts, listing the components used, and compiling information on suppliers, customers, and environmental factors. For example, value stream mapping can be used to map all the operations needed to produce and deliver a product or service. It visualizes the current process to identify steps that do not add value to the customer. It then uses this information to design a future state, analyze the data, and produce it to be state. This may involve developing one or more alternatives by breaking problems down into smaller chunks, searching for root causes, and calculating potential results such as for throughput, investment, and operating expense, as in throughput accounting. Select the best method among alternatives. This involves finding the method that minimizes waste to the degree possible at this stage, perhaps one that simplifies tasks, combines operations when feasible, finds a more efficient sequence, or performs some tasks in parallel rather than sequentially. It may also involve proposing improvements. Implement. Train the operators involved. Revise policies, procedures, and other documents as needed to ensure that the new method becomes standard practice. A change management process will ensure that people understand the need for a change and its benefits. The changes will be implemented by incorporating the new methods into standard operating procedures, policies, controls, information technologies, and so on. Knowledge management is one aspect of change management. Sustain the new method. This is the control phase to determine the degree to which the new methods are being followed and enforce compliance to determine the degree to which changes improve upon the baselines and to begin the process of improving on that new standard. This involves monitoring and controlling the operation and correcting workarounds or the use of old methods. It also involves gathering evidence of how well or poorly the new method is working and giving credit to innovators for successful improvements. Continuous improvement maturity. Exhibit 8-29 describes a progression in which operation strategies evolve through their improvement strategies. Exhibit 8-29, Operations Evolving Contribution to Competitive Advantage. For organizations at the step one level, which is reactive, operations focuses only on correcting problems, often moving from one emergency to the next. Staying at this level will not make much impact on the organization's competitive advantage. As operations targets for improvement become more ambitious, and as operations increases its capabilities to align with the overall organizational strategy, the potential impact grows. At step two, the standardized level, the organization is using standardized terminology and has adopted a methodology or tools that are appropriate for the given industry. At step three, integrate, the continuous improvement efforts of operations are prioritized toward advancing the organization's strategy. At step four, lead, which is the highest level in this model, the organization has developed a mature operation strategy that delivers best-of-class performance and capabilities. When operations becomes more capable, this can in turn drive the organization's future business strategies as they seek ways to further leverage these competitive advantages. How does an organization get to the next level? The goal should be what can be done to create a sustainable competitive advantage. The SANDCOM model, shown in Exhibit 8-30, is a metaphor of a pile of sand with quality at the center, dependability as the next layer that expands the base and allows the cone to get higher, followed by speed, flexibility, and then cost. This model indicates that quality is the necessary place to start for continuous and/or major improvements because it helps the later improvements endure and thrive. Once improvements in this area raise the quality maturity level, then dependability can be next, followed by speed, then flexibility, and finally cost. In other words, the right focus in the right areas at the right time help build upon previous accomplishments. Exhibit 8-30, SANDCOM model.